another minute for the Captain Commander and Space Fighters from Space Radio play? Fear not! Here's an outtake made specially for fans of Mad Tales. Enjoy!
Out on the dome, the pair activates their Metalhead Moon Boots by Single Corp. The boots cling to the dome like magnets. Captain Commander holds out his hand, and a drone carrying what looks to be two squeegees appears. It drops them. Captain Commander and Excelsior Girl catch one each. They stop on the edge of the space sucker pile.
Did I ever tell you my great-great-grandfather, Standfast, was a professional window washer?
A window washer?
Professional window washer, my girl. He owned window washing contracts for the entire North Side skyscrapers on the Upper West Side.
Manhattan.
Oh, Excelsior Girl, your lack of basic historical awareness might baffle me if I didn't know how stupid you were. New York was underwater for two decades by the time my great-great-grandfather Standfast was born.
Oh, so Newark then.
How dare you! Great-great-grandfather Standfast passed down his ancient window-washing knowledge to my great-grandfather Steadfast, and he passed it down to Grandpa Diligence, who passed it down to my father, Fidel, who passed it down to me, Captain Commander.
He plants the squeegee on the dome.
You see, the key to perfect squeegee form is to...
With a yawp, Excelsior Girl charges the pile, pushing the squeegee before her like a snowplow.
Yeah!
She hits the hairy tongue thingies at full speed.
Get out of here, hairy tongue! Get all that hair off my mouth! Blah, 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 blah! I'm gonna get you! Blah!
They float away, wings flapping purposelessly. Captain Commander sighs. He spies a stray hairy tongue thingy that Excelsior Girl missed and, with a grunt, dislodges it from the glass. As Excelsior Girl continues to storm the pile of hairy tongue thingies, Captain Commander pauses to take in the view. The cosmos swirls above in impossible beauty. Stars twinkle, comets fire, galaxies blink. The burning orb of the distant sun slowly heads their way. Wait a minute. Another alarm, this time in Captain Commander's cochlear connects by Single Corp.
Sir, my sensors have detected an incoming meteor.
Not to worry, Minerva.
Two shuttles swerve away from their current task and fire off toward the meteor.
The shuttles will take care of...
The meteor smashes the shuttles to pieces.
Sir, the incoming body has destroyed the shuttles.
Indeed.
Captain Commander speaks into his intercom system.
Excelsior Girl! Excelsior Girl! Come in, Excelsior Girl!
Static feedback squeals in Captain Commander's earpiece. He scans the surface of the dome for Excelsior Girl. The flapping pile of hairy tongue thingies, now depleted, continues to flap and tongue hairily. The smooth surface of the dome remains smooth and surfacey, but Excelsior Girl is nowhere to be seen. The meteor looms larger. A few of the space-borne hairy tongue thingies are sucked into its orbit, incinerating on contact.
Sir, I strongly advise you to take evasive action.
Americans never leave a man behind.
Imminent impact. Countdown. 193 seconds. 192 seconds. 191 seconds.
Damn you, cursed universe! I will avenge you, Excelsior Girl! I will avenge you!
Captain Commander tears himself away, aiming for the airlock.
Minerva, engage elevator!
Below him, in the dome, an elevator begins its slow ascent. Captain Commander clomps along the glass. Behind him, the meteor speeds nearer, a penumbra of fire forming as it reaches the moon's exosphere. Five more drones fire toward the rock, but one by one they are smashed to pieces or burned into oblivion. Captain Commander throws a panicked look over his shoulder and, seeing his doom, begins to recite a pledge that has inspired him since he was a young boy.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
The airlock opening shutters as Captain Commander approaches.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
Captain Commander pushes his pace as fast as he dares.
One nation, indivisible.
Behind him, the meteor is close, too close. The elevator makes contact with the transition receptacle.
Contact initiated.
Captain Commander leaps for the shaking door.
Seal complete.
He stands there waiting for the airlock to open.
With liberty and justice for all!
Nothing.
Airlock aperture failure.
Well, unfail it!
I am unsure as to the definition of unfail.
Open the airlock! Open the airlock!
Airlock aperture has failed.
Another panicked glance over his shoulder. The meteor looms larger.
If only I had some mechanism to help me with the airlock doors!
It's too late. The meteor is right over his head.
Join Captain Commander and his fearless crew as they battle the space spiders from space. Pre-order the multimedia mega awesome space bundle today and brace yourself for the ultimate comedic sci-fi experience. Links in the show notes.